Marge Jordan, can you remind me what Coolabah Plus number we're calling? Because I've got way too many. Yeah, I've got way too many phone numbers in this phone, and I have no idea who to call. Okay. Yeah. 481. Okay. 481. Isn't it 0481? Yeah, okay, yeah, because we put a 0 at the front. Cool. And remind me, IAD, are we doing a doctor referral for IAD Cat 1? Just under wound review? Yep, okay, cool. Thank you. I don't know, these ticketing systems annoy me. Oh, yeah, there is a skin issue. Oh, it's not even a skin issue, though. It's just incontinence. Rash from an incontinence. That's, yeah, I'll put it under skin issues, that's fine. Because they don't need to do anything. And every time I notice that we do it, they end up charting an antifungal when it may not be needed. So I'll just put a note that it's fine, we will manage it. So... yeah, just FYI. Oh, we need an FYI button. That's it. Yeah, just for their information. Maybe something to talk with the girls about. Also, did you get told by Zoe that there's no nurse on tomorrow? Yeah, locum's still available, but Zoe won't be in and Justine won't be in. She mentioned that yesterday to us. Yeah. But yeah, locum's still available, obviously. Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. Thank you. Yeah. Bye. Bye. The referral? Yeah. Do I need to do anything or are you managing all that? Okay. Perfect. I'll just make a progress note to state that I received the email, forwarded it to you, now in your hands. Yeah. Sorry, say again. Well, that's what I don't understand, because even trying to pat it, like, how are we meant to ensure the moisturizer goes in properly if you look at patting it? And obviously you can't really rub. I really have a feeling it might be drying with the towel. I really, yeah, I have a feeling it could be that because of the way it's, you know, the look of it. Maybe we're just a bit rough doing that. Yeah, so I'll make sure to hand it over to staff to tap instead of rub. I uploaded the photos. Do you want me to do wound forms as well? I wasn't sure if you had done them yet. Sorry, say again. Cool. I've just marked them as hematoma on both legs, two separate wound charts. I couldn't find anything on the back. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't really see too well, but it didn't look hematoma-y, if that makes sense. It looks like normal skin. But obviously the front, there's definitely bruising on the front. But I couldn't really... I don't think there was much at the back. But I don't know when, obviously she has sent the photos. I don't know when she's taken the photos, so. But Well, the photos I'm looking at, they're literally the photos I took today. Like, they are literally what, there's nothing on the back. It's literally what she's, yeah, that's how. Oh my God, these bells. The end photo, yeah, that's exactly how eggs look, except actually it looks a lot less. So I have a feeling, yeah, I have a feeling she took these a couple of days ago or something then. Also, just while I have you, Graham's brother wants us to help him do the passenger transport subsidy form. And he wants us to help with the photo of it. He said, is there any, he needs to certify a photograph as part of the form. Is this something that we can provide the doctor? So can we just get a photo off iCare, or does it have to be? Oh, actually, I just found the note. I wasn't sure if it was like one of those you had to officially get it done by, like, you know, like your passport photos. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll see what reception can do for me then. See if they can just print up a 45 by 35 photo for me. Because I think that photo is okay. All right, cool. No worries. I'll leave that one with me. I'll sort that out eventually. All right, cool. Thank you. Bye.